don't know how it's going to go. And you guys are supporters.
Yes.
I have a hard time with words.
Hayes, fix that.
Oh man, I did forget to do some recording stuff before for Hayes. It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
Just stick it in somewhere. What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
I'm Rich.
I'll let you introduce our guests since you're working with them.
Yeah, I am. So today we're on a field trip.
Yes.
And you know what? We're venturing outside of East Dallas just a little bit, just a little north.
Yeah.
Is it north or west?
Maybe west. You can maybe even say we're venturing out of Dallas. I mean, this is for the greater good of everyone.
That is true. Yeah, this is for everybody. This is for the globe.
Yes.
This is for Earth.
Earth.
Earth. Okay, that was just a bit of a hint of who we're with today. So today we have Peter and Patty with EarthX. So Peter is the head of curating for the conference that's coming up in April.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so, and then Patty is the VP of operations for EarthX.
That's right, just heading production of the event.
Awesome.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On, the podcast. Now, we typically focus on everything that's happening in East Dallas, right? But, you know, just like our parents, before we were all born, they had lives, right? And we have lives outside of the podcast.
Yes, we do.
You have like 18 jobs. You own like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I own a media company, and I help out organizations all around, and EarthX is a client of mine and a friend of mine, and it's something that I'm passionate about, which is the environment and climate sustainability. And, you know, I was brought here, I don't know, a few months ago to help out with some stuff with the conference. And first of all, thank you, because this is a passion project for me and I absolutely love it. And everybody here has been phenomenal. Like, seriously.
So that's great.
And, even though it's out of East Dallas, there's actually quite a few ties to East Dallas with EarthX.
There is. So we did a show with Julie Feynman a while back. So she is with the Friends of Warren Ferris Cemetery.
Yes, located in Forest Hills.
Yeah, so if you missed that show, you missed a good one.
Go back and listen to it.
Listen to it, guys. It's right in our neighborhood. Okay, and you guys are supporters.
Yeah, we're engaging with her and helping with the project. She's brought the initiative to us, and we found ways in how their interest and our interest overlap. So there's more coming out about that. In fact, excellent. I think we're going to have them over during the conference. We have one of the days, we have a public forum that's all about North Texas.
Yay.
A lot of Dallas, you know, and we're going to have somebody from that group come and talk to everyone about it. So we're very excited about that.
That is awesome. Yeah. Well, you guys do a lot, like a lot. So can we just talk, before we get into the conference, which is April 22nd through the 26th at the Hilton Anatole. We used to be at Fair Park.
It's kind of bounced around different places, just depending on the status the park is at, et cetera. Sure. But a lot at Fair Park, the majority of the years. Okay. This year only at the Anatole. That's correct.
Okay, got it. And that's April 22nd. So, but before we get into that, which we will in just a second, let's talk about EarthX for just a second. So EarthX has been around for about 11 years or so, and it started from Earth Day, Texas, correct?
That's right.
Earth Day Dallas was the very original. The city of Dallas used to do the event.
That's right.
And our founder basically went and thought, this is something that needs to grow.
Yeah.
And said, can I please start just really helping this grow? And the city said yes. And Earth Day Dallas a couple of years, then Earth Day Texas, then EarthX.
Wow. And now, we're global.
Global. And it started really as like a street fair in the Arts District, just a way to raise awareness around some of the environmental groups in town. And now it's, I mean, what, in 2019, there was 100,000 plus people in Fair Park.
177,000. Yeah. I don't leave the 77,000 out.
Yeah. 177,000 wow. people. That is incredible.
Yeah.
But you guys, the mission of EarthX is amazing because you guys are a non-partisan. Is that right?
We are, yes, that's correct. We like to call ourselves transpartisan because we're not just nonpartisan. We actually like to bring in all the voices in. We don't shy away from that. Right. Peter can really talk to that.
Yeah, I think one of the issues in the environmental movement, there's a lot of gatekeeping. There's a lot of sort of purity tests and things like that. And we kind of try to just be as open to everyone as possible. And really with the idea that the only way we're going to make progress on a lot of these issues is if everyone's at the table and everyone feels empowered to have a role in it. And so we really do kind of reach out to all industries, all disciplines, all different points of view, because there's solutions everywhere.
And bringing people together, bringing those conversations together.
That's right. We really believe that speaking to each other, agree or disagree, will spark some kind of action to move us forward. And a lot of times just knowing how the other side feels helps, right? Keep that conversation going. And I heard this one time, and I totally agree, is that no matter who you are, what where you're coming from, you know, what your perspective is, you want clean air. Yeah. You want clean water.
Yeah, sure.
Right? You want your kids to have an earth they can live in, you know, years from now. So that keeps us aligned.
Yeah, we like to say that, I mean, around most of these issues, there's about 70% consensus around what we need to do. It's just that in our political system, that's not how it's portrayed. And so we try to create that environment that doesn't really exist in a lot of places in our society today, where you can have these open, honest discussions and debates and disagreements, and hopefully, you know, get into a place where you can see each other's perspective a little bit more clearly.
The most surprising thing to me, you know, Camille, just by working with them, is the corporations that want to be involved, that are actually doing a lot. And you'd be surprised, like DFW Airport, for instance.
Yes.
American Airlines, and I could go on and on, Exxon, like all of these different companies, they're trying their best to contribute to create some sort of sustainability within their organization.
But their best is a relative statement, but they're trying somewhat. Since you named Exxon, you know.
And they're eager to let people know, hey, we are trying to do our part in whichever level that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter, no, you know a lot about this stuff. Like, you've been here for how long?
Actually, it's coming on almost 2 years now.
2 years? Yeah. But you have buried yourself into the conference and everything that's happening around EarthX.
Yeah. And I was a journalist for many years, and I covered a lot of environmental issues. So this has kind of been my primary interest for some time.
You were with D Magazine?
That's right.
For how many years?
Like a decade, a little bit more.
A decade.
Okay.
Yeah. I was over at D.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they gave me, you know, free rein to write about what I was interested in. I got to cover the city for years and kind of progress from writing about arts and culture to politics to urbanism. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
So this is like a passion of yours as well.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I have my own like opinions, I guess, about climate change. It's kind of like everybody wants a sustainable future, right? And the earth itself is going to be fine, but it's our way of living.
It's us.
Yeah, it's like, it's like we have to sort of, because realistically, if you think about the earth is 74% water, right? So we can't live there. So when you start, you can't live in the poles.
I don't know. Never say never about the water part.
Well, I mean, you know, but it's how we live our lives.
Sure, like, for sure.
Yeah. And then you can't live in the north or south pole. And so, you know, by the time that you kind of dwindle it down, we only have about 15% of the entire earth that's actually, you know, that humans can
livable for us. As
so,
humans.
You know, if we lose a percent or two of that,
that's impactful.
You know,
I forget the stat, but you know, the percentage of the population that lives within you know, a mile of the coast is so huge. And so when you talk about even slight rises in sea level over the long term, that's going to disrupt an incredible amount of human civilization.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And I know in East Dallas, we really care about the environment. If you go to White Rock Lake, if you, you know, just look around. I mean, it's a natural sort of, they want to maintain it, right? And that's really hard to do with a city like this.
Yeah, East Dallas is a lucky, lucky place. It's beautiful, full of nature. So I think that the more you connect with nature and you have it around, you get it.
Right.
Yeah. You get what we have to save, you know, more or less. So it's good that they're behind us and they understand what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And actually, I mean, EarthX, the entire conference, everything we do, our sole purpose is always to educate.
Yes.
We try to do it in different ways, you know, entertaining, immersive, interactive, whether it's through conferences or the festival, the expo, the film festival. We are just always looking for ways to find the way different people hear the message. I think that's at the core, that's what we try to do.
Which is fantastic, which is what we should be doing, because this, again, it affects everybody. Everybody learns different and everybody gets involved in different ways and different manners.
Yeah.
So tell us about EarthX TV, because this is a whole separate, you know, initiative that you guys started a few years back.
EarthX TV launched officially in 2022.
Okay.
And since then, and please don't quote the stats because they change all the time. Every time we're on a new network, we're growing rapidly every single month.
Sure.
But we're at approximately, I think, 60 million homes right now. Yeah. We're in countries. Yeah. We're 90% of UK. We're across the US in Spectrum and DirecTV, Plex and Fubo. We're in Mexico. And all the time, our distribution department is looking for ways to get into other countries. So in 2 years, I mean, it's been massive growth.
Wow, that is massive growth.
Yeah. And so, it really was like another one of these COVID stories. When COVID hit, like everyone else, EarthX is an in-person event and it couldn't happen. And so everything moved online. And rather than just going on Zooms and doing some conferences and then kind of going back to normal again, there's this idea birthed during that time of why don't we turn this into an actual television network? And so over the time, the vision has evolved to where it's really a very much an entertainment-driven first kind of fun programs that kind of bury the environmental message in sort of implicitly in them. So again, back to EarthX's original mission of how can we reach out to the broadest audience as possible?
Sure.
How do we be appealing to most people? And how do we make that environmental message just sort of a natural part of just having fun?
I love that. Like that to me is, I mean, look, it's 2024, right?
Yes.
Somehow.
God. 2024. I mean, but think about it. That's how we get our information now is really through entertainment. If you think about it, like, you know, when you think about, I was talking to a friend of EarthX's here and we were talking about conservation, you know, okay, so what does that mean? Like, what is conservation, right? But you guys show that in a manner in which it's palatable for people. Because if you start just throwing all these, it gets complicated and it gets messy and people get uninterested, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And doing it in a manner which is entertaining is much more palatable for people.
My favorite show concept on EarthX TV is this show called Kill Your Lawn. And it's...
I love... Okay.
So the idea is...
So funny.
It's basically these two guys from Chicago, you know, brass kind of entertaining guys who go to people's yards and they tear up the yard and they replant it with, like, you know, a natural ecology, you know. And so it is conservation, but it's done in a way that's almost like a... It's kind of a hilarious kind of fix it up
different
kind of
angles.
Thing.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That's awesome. Well, there's so much more, but I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. Commercial. You got to pay the bills, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And we're going to come right back with Peter and Patty from EarthX. And then we're going to get into the conference and why you should go and why this is so important.
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be right back.
All right.
With EarthX.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
And we're back.
With EarthX.
With EarthX. So you guys are located right here. We're here right now off of Oaklawn, right next to Alpernay's.
That's right. We've been around this area, I think, almost the entire time EarthX has been around. Not in the same building, but just kind of, I've been through about three or four moves, so it's all a blur now, but here for a few years. Yeah.
No, this is a great spot. So we're kind of in like a little back room area of EarthX, but the offices are fantastic. Like it's amazing up here.
We love it.
But okay, so let's talk about the conference. So first of all, it's the EarthX 2024 Congress of Conferences.
That's right. It's 5 days chock full of conferences around different topics. I'm not going to go into it. I'm not the expert, but Peter is, so he can tell us a little bit more.
Sure. I mean, so you may know that Fair Park is undergoing renovations this year. And so that's our normal home where the expo takes place and the conferences happen in and around that. So since that was shut down this year, we sort of took a step back and said, well, how, if we're not going to do the expo, if we're going to take a break for a year, how can we think about what we do with our conferences? And decided to expand it from the usual 2 or 3 day event to a 5 day week long kind of Earth Week celebration. Okay. That sort of breaks down into two halves. The first half of the week is all about the built environment. So energy, circularity, recycling. Second half of the week is more focused on natural environments. That's where you get your wildlife conservation, oceans. And then that middle day, Wednesday, especially in 2024, we're sort of focusing on politics and policy and media. Okay. With EarthX now having EarthX TV, we see a role of having a voice in sort of how we shape those conversations around the environment. And so, it's 5 days of conferences, each day a different sort of main focus, and bringing in speakers from all over the world, really.
Some of the names that you guys have, it's so crazy. And, you know, one of the guys I want to highlight here is Vikram with the eCapital Summit. So can you kind of talk about what that is? Because I love that, what he's doing over there.
Yeah, ECAP, I forget how many years it's been around, but basically it tries to bring in innovators, investors, startup founders, people who are working on businesses that have some sort of environmental impact kind of built into their model, and kind of be a catalyst for bringing together that startup financing to help grow some of these organizations. I forget the stats over the years, but it's raised many millions of dollars for some of these companies, and they come in and get to network other people in their field and their peers, and it's been a real sort of positive.
I've heard over $1 billion. Yeah. I forget the exact number.
That's insane.
It is crazy. They do a whole day of a forum, so he brings in speakers that will talk about innovation, you know, green tech, et cetera. And then he has a day of like speed dating where he will match up investors with innovators. And people can apply. I mean, innovators can apply in all stages, you know, early, mid, late stage, can apply to attend. So it's a curated matchmaking, which makes it really special. And that's where the impact is coming from.
That is super cool. Camille, what is your idea? You need a business model.
I know.
That's sustainable. So you can go get some money.
That's right. I do. Come up with something.
Part of that $1 billion bag they're handing out.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, but I love that because I think that it nurtures that thought process, right? Like, hey, you're incentivized to come up with something good for the environment, because if you think about it, in the future, we're going to need more and more companies like this, you know, whether it's carbon. I was listening to a podcast the other day about carbon capture.
Yeah.
That is a big deal.
Yep.
And they're basically handing out money for those types of companies right now. And because that's the future. That's the wave.
You hear this phrase, the double bottom line, where more companies are sort of saying, okay, we need to obviously make a profit and stay in business and grow. But also there's a need to be sensible about sort of sustainability and how some of those other external impacts are part of the business model. And so
the double bottom line. How does that work on an Excel spreadsheet?
An extra tab.
Two tabs.
I don't. Math. Okay, so that's super cool. And then you guys talk about, I'm really interested in the ocean day as well.
Yeah, so I think Thursday.
Thursday's ocean.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. So we have a forum. We have, because we are global. We are bringing some organizations from Mexico even that are going to talk about some of the efforts they are creating and they're sustaining down there, because they affect us, right? They're our neighbor to the south.
Yes,
and
sure.
We have a really good relationship with a lot of their NGOs and other agencies. So that's going to be really interesting. We also have the Island Resilience Summit.
Yep.
And you know a lot about that.
Well, you know, Oceans pairs really well with ECAP this year. We're working with a group called Ocean Exchange that also is doing sort of a startup pitch model, where one of the days they're going to have various organizations that are also working in sort of blue economy minded businesses that'll be pitching
blue
their
economy
idea.
Blue economy meaning?
The blue economy being the sort of broader idea of how do we build out a sustainable sort of economic model around the ocean that both respects the ocean and also takes advantage of what's there. So like, we'll have lots of conversations around sustainable fisheries and things like that, bringing in some of the leaders in those industries as well.
I see.
And then the Island Resilience Summit has been several years now. It's really closely affiliated with the United Nations and brings in a lot of UN ambassadors from island nations, which are really, you know, on the front lines of a lot of the climate change issues.
Absolutely.
And so hearing from the people whose countries very literally may go underwater is really powerful.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Some of those places are really nice. So if you like vacationing, guys.
Yeah,
come help out. Okay. With that said, though, okay, let's talk about some of the speakers, because, you know, I'm amazed by some of these pieces. Some of them I spoke with, and it's like unbelievable, Camille. Like, seriously.
I bet. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah, like Benji, that guy, holy cow, at 25 years old.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I mean, absolutely incredible. He's done more TV appearances than... Well, just name someone that's done a lot of TV appearances. No, he's done a lot of stuff, but, you know, he's a young person that's trying to make a difference in the world. And when you see people like that are using their platform for good and trying to influence change in the youth,
it's inspiring,
isn't it?
Yeah, yes, for sure.
And for you guys to have him here, to me, is incredible. But he's not the only one. Ivan Carter.
He's one of our TV personalities. He's a conservationist. He's been on the ground in Africa for years and years, leading conservation efforts. And so he's he's coming in to speak about some of that. Van Jones, the CNN personality, is going to be our banquet keynote one night. We have Sylvia Earle, the famed marine biologist and explorer. She's coming in. She's going to kick off the event on Monday.
How old is she?
That's a great question. Okay. I don't know, but she's legend.
Yeah. She's got to be maybe 70.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, she's been around for a long time. Is she retiring or no?
I don't know that she's retiring. I mean, every time I see her, she's going strong.
She's never
she may not be
down.
Diving anymore. Yeah, I don't know. She's one of the first female divers. Yeah. But yeah.
Yes.
She's a queen in the oceans conservation world.
Yeah, her diving, some of her stuff that she's done diving. Yeah. Camille, I was like, what? Really?
You know, and I wanted to add, just because I'm hearing all of this great content that Peter's putting together, and it sounds really meaty, right? Very meaningful, very full of that knowledge we need to learn. But I want to say that really anybody can come to any of the days of this conference.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and understand what's going on and learn new things. So people may be thinking, oh my gosh, that's not for me. I mean, that's like some serious environmental stuff.
Right.
No.
It's not.
Mm-mm. It's really all levels. I mean, we will talk throughout the different sessions on things that are new and new learnings for even the people in the industry, yeah. all the way to debates of things that you and I see every day on TV, for example, right. and they come up. So. Right. Do you agree, Peter?
Totally. I mean, it's always been, you know, starting from that, you know, the DNA of the street fair, there's something that the event's always been trying to be as open and inclusive as possible to sort of anyone who wants to be engaged in some of these ideas.
Yeah, because I think we have this mentality of out of sight, out of mind, but what we don't really understand is it's actually affecting our day-to-day lives. Like, it really does affect us. We're just not seeing it so blatantly. Right.
Yeah.
What's the temperature in February?
Right. I was just going to say,
yeah.
I think most people by now, if you don't know, you're just like definitely not really trying not to look, but we know that we need to make an effort with the care of the planet, whether it's because we're feeling the effects with weather or just because we've seen it somewhere. We're not at that stage. We're just learning, hey, yeah, we should be like, we should keep these animals from becoming extinct. No, people know. So I think for me, the way I see it is we're at a stage where people, depending on your level of wanting to get engaged, just want to know, what do I do?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What can you do at an individual level? How can you impact change?
Mm-hmm. Local level? So many of these issues too can be very disempowering when you see, you know, a million acres on fire in the panhandle. What are we here sitting here going to affect that? Or if you think about
our garden hose and take it out there.
Right.
Or the impact of our food systems. We only have so many choices we can make around what we can do and how we can consume our way into a sort of a better environment. But when you come to an event like EarthX, you see that we have hundreds of speakers coming in and they're all participating in different levels in different ways in different industries at different. And so you really can get a sense that each one of us, no matter where we're engaged in the world, can have some sort of mindful effect on shaping the future.
In a world where everything's instant gratification now, like people have to realize this is like, it's actually a gradual thing, right? Yeah. The little change today, it's a gradual effect. It's not instant.
That's correct. Yeah. You know, butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Every little thing counts.
Yeah.
And this is why I know it sounds like I drank the Kool-Aid, but I really do believe this, that any little thing helps, number one.
Yeah.
Come and learn a little bit. Mm-hmm. Come and volunteer. You know, you want to just kind of get a taste of, what is that like? I've heard of that EarthX before. Mm-hmm. Come spend a day with us. You know, we'll put you to work. You'll really dive in and get to feel what it feels like to put on this conference. If you're a student, come here.
Students.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are... Very much.
We're very supportive.
Yeah.
You're a student, just go to our website, earthx.org, and if you fill in this little form, you get to come in free.
Yes.
You know, we want you to come and learn, you know, come a day, come 2 days, whatever.
Yeah, get involved. Like, seriously, Camille, that's why I think it's really important. It's the whole adage, like you change a block, you change the world. You know, get involved. Like, start here. Like, start with some education. Start there, right? You don't have to go out and put out the million acre fire that's happening in the panhandle. How is that going, by the way?
Actually, I'm not sure. I meant to check in.
It gives me like anxiety to think about.
I was hoping that snow would help the situation.
Is there snow out there?
Yeah, it was snowing somewhere around the panhandle. And I was like, oh, yay. You know, maybe.
Wow.
But I don't know if it did it.
Texas weather for you.
I was going to say, it's like 85 here. It's like the other day we were golfing, it was 91.
Crazy. Yeah.
Is that not
Bananas.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like 130 this summer.
Yeah, don't say that.
Okay.
I came in from California this weekend and it was like 50 over there. I had jacket on and then I come here and I'm shedding. I mean, it is.
Where'd you go?
At San Diego. Well, I went to Oceanside, but it was raining and cold the entire weekend. I know. So
in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole Saturday, rain. I'm sure they loved it, but if you're there for the sun.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it was fun. Sorry, it was okay. It was okay.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Seriously, for everything that you both are doing to highlight such probably the most important conversation of our time, which is climate change and environmental issues, things that are happening right now. And I think it's really important to talk about.
Yeah. There's so much with EarthX. That's, for me, I feel like it's so eye-opener, and I feel like for our listeners too, right? I mean, there's, you all are doing so much. There's so many layers to it. So like you said, if they just dive in, get a little taste of
you're
it.
You're coming, right? Come in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better. Fantastic. Well, probably we should do the show from there.
We could do a little show.
Totally
from there.
Should.
Absolutely. Interview some of the speakers.
Yeah.
Man, you heard it here first. That's unless right. Hayes this out, you better not haze. Thank y'all for making the time. So we've been going back and forth because you guys are so busy putting everything together. It's been really hard to get you guys pinned down, so thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
So don't forget, it's EarthX 2024 Congress of Conferences, all right? And it's April 22nd through the 26th at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas. Go to earthx.org.
That's right.
For more information, and you're going to see everything that you want to know. The website, is amazing.
I know.
So full of information.
You need a day to go through it.
you do. Yeah. And most importantly, look at the schedule too. Like, seriously.
Right.
Like, the schedule is on the website.
The agenda's on. And just know also, I didn't mention this, but I love talking about it. Luncheons and banquets, you can purchase those. There's programs at each one of them. And the most important thing, tons of networking. If you're a person that likes to go out and just make connections.
Huge.
This is the place.
Yeah, this is definitely the place. Yeah. So, and I can't wait to be there and attend and do a show from there.
Yeah.
Camille.
I think it'll be awesome.
You're saying yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm holding you to it. Thank y'all so much for doing the show with us. And Camille, I mean, I could talk to them forever, but I know
there's a lot here.
We have a small window.
Yeah.
We're able to map them. So we're going to let them get back to work. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Camille, for this week, that's all that I got. So what in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.